believe most of you know what time it is. It is that time again. It's all about you time, where we take time out to talk about things that matter to you, things that can make a difference in your life. I am Sharon Hill Withers, and my life coaching practice is called It's All About You, because it really is. I promise you, when God gave me that title, He wanted people to know that in all thy getting, get understanding of yourself. I am so excited tonight to be talking to you about a very tough topic to talk about, first of all, and that's backsliding. Now, many people do not hit this topic at all. They don't hit this topic because it's kind of hard to talk about. It really is. And most people ain't going to want to talk about it. Most people will keep scrolling through their Facebook and be like, I don't want to hear nothing about no backsliding. And you'll have situations where even if you belong to a church, pastors aren't really talking about backsliding the way they used to back in the day when I was a little child, and you had those fire and brimstone preachers that will let you know when you're on your way to go to hell. And I said, Sharon, you know, I'm following thus saith God's word. You know, Sharon, this is not some Sharon coming up with. Thus saith God's word. It is by Dorothy Mason Wayman. I'm reading this book and I'm sharing. And all I'm doing is wanting you to join me with your Bible. If you don't have your Bible, get it out, because we're going to have some scriptures to go along with this backsliding topic today. And you know, I'm going to share some stories with you. Now, I'm not going to keep you long, but I tell you, this is going to be a really good topic. Now, here's the first thing that I thought about. I said, there may be some people listening that don't really understand the word backsliding. Because if you talk to some of the millennials and you say, have you backslid? They'd be like, well, no, I can't dance like Michael Jackson. You'd be like, oh, no, baby, we're not talking about backsliding across the stage. We're talking about spiritual backslide. Now, I promise you, I looked the word up. Why? Because you never know if you really understand a word until you look it up. There's a woman that works with me, and when I tell you, she should be a doctor if she isn't. In my book, she's got persistence, heart, and desire, so that's her PhD. She is 72 years old, looking like she is 49. She dresses to the hilt and looks so wonderful every single day when she comes into our office, and she has such a good positive spirit. But she dropped some knowledge on us one day about humility and told us to look that word up. And I had no idea the true meaning of humility. But let's get back to backsliding. So now the Webster Dictionary says backsliding is the action of relapsing into bad ways or error. The biblical meaning says the falling away or committing apostasy, apostasy. Now, you know, I had to look that up because Sharon didn't know what apostasy meant. I was like, wait a minute, Jesus, let me get the dictionary on apostasy. So apostasy means consists in an unbelieving and self-willed movement away from God. That's the meaning of apostasy. So let me finish the definition. The falling away or committing apostasy is a term used within Christianity to describe a process by which an individual who has converted to Christianity reverts back to pre-conversion habits and/or lapses or falls into sin. When a person turns from God to pursue their own desires. Now, you know, I got a story about it, right? So when I, you know, gave my life to Christ and got baptized and decided that I, you know, wanted to follow Christ and give my life to my Savior and do a better job at doing this thing called living as a Christian. Well, I found out real quick that Sharon had an interpretation of Christianity, and it was called, let me go to church on Sunday and let me go to church on Wednesday night. But it's okay for me to go to the club Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Oh, did I say that, Jesus? Oh, Lord. Well, yeah, because I love to dance. And in my eyes, it was like, okay, I'm just dancing. I'm not drinking. I'm not smoking. But I like the exercise of dancing. But Sharon, you in a club, okay? And you dress like you in the club. So, yeah, Sharon had a little interpretation. You know, I can follow Christ. I can go to church and I can read my Bible, you know, Sunday, maybe twice on Sunday, because some of our services were Sunday morning, Sunday evening. Is anybody out there can relate? I promise you, I had my own interpretation of what being a Christian looked like. And another one was, I can have a boyfriend and be a single Christian woman and have sexual relations, because he was in the church too and we were both Christians, so we was blessing each other, Jesus. I promise you I had my own version of what Christianity was and what it looked like. So I promise you, when I tell you, I didn't really understand backsliding until I started diving into how I was choosing sin because I wanted to. Okay, let's just be clear. I was on the fence. I had a one foot in Christianity and another foot in sin. And I wanted to sin because I liked it. But I don't want the consequences of sin. And see, I didn't realize that, you know, Sharon, when you backslide, there's a process. Because I didn't even think that you had to do anything. You just go to church and then you just, you know, just keep going to church, paying tithe. That's all you have to do. No, there's something called repentance. Okay. When you know that you're trying to live a Christian life and you understand what that means, following Christ, doing as Christ will do, at least try to follow the Ten Commandments if you're a babe in Christ, but making sure that you are treating people well, doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do, and having love in your heart and compassion for another and being willing to serve mankind. And that's just the basics. Those are the basics. But when you are choosing to have sex out of wedlock, oh, did I say that? I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to say that. But when you are choosing to, you know, date a married man and think it's okay because he the preacher. Did I say that? Oh my. Anyway, I mean, sometimes we have to understand what we are choosing. If you choose sin, make sure that you understand the consequences of sin. So let's talk about the consequences, because we're going to do what? We're going to find out what thus saith God's word about it. Well, first of all, the backslider needs God's forgiveness. So you do have to repent. And it is a serious offense. I mean, guys, you have to take into account backsliding is serious. It's better not to have known God at all than to know God and choose the devil over him. I promise you. Woo. Hebrews 10, 38. Everybody turn to Hebrews 10, 38 now. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. This is God talking to us. God's soul will have no pleasure in you when you choose Satan over him. Oh my goodness. I don't know if y'all have ever, you know what it's like when you backslide. This is what I related to, and this is something that caught my attention. You know, when you're in love and your soulmate, the love of your life, comes home to you and says, baby, I was out cheating, but I love you. Can you imagine how God feels every time we say, well, God knows my heart. Now, you know God looking at you like this. What do you mean, I know your heart? Because your heart And you know, Boomerang said, your heart should have brought your behind home last night. Anybody ever seen that movie? You can't tell somebody that you love them and you are going to do the opposite of what you say. I mean, backsliding is just that. It is doing, it's proclaiming to be a Christian and knowing you're going to sin and you want to, which means you're on the fence. You haven't really decided to follow God. It means that you'll follow him long as it's comfortable for you. But what about being uncomfortable and being celibate? Now listen, I'm the first to be able to tell you, being single and celibate is not easy. But if you do choose to have sexual relations, it's better that you are married. I promise you it's better that you are married. That's what the words say. Let's go back to another scripture. I'm telling you, it's tight, but it's right. Luke 9:62. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Oh my goodness. Did y'all hear that? No man that puts his hand to the plow and then looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Woo! Hamburger, lettuce, and tomato. God's great mercy always allows a space for repentance. You still have time to repent. You still have time to say, God, I know I've been doing wrong. I'm sorry. And I want another chance to get this thing called living right. You can do it. I know you can do it. But a made up mind is the majority. It is a such thing as who and what am I committed to? Am I committed to God or am I committed to myself? Ask yourself the question, am I committed to God or am I committed to me? Because when you're committed to you, then you are going to be fornicating and you know it's wrong. When you're committed to you, you're going to be looking at porn and lusting after other people, and you know it's wrong. When you're committed to you, you're going to still do all the sin you want to do because it feels good. And then what if you died tonight? Would you be ready? I mean, I'm asking myself, Shannon, if you died tonight, would you be ready? And that's only a question that individual people can answer. My job tonight is just to help us know what God says about these things. And hopefully we'll have some information to make sure that we can do better. Let's just go to Isaiah 55:7. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So God is merciful, and he always has been. But please stop saying, God know my heart, because I promise you, if you knew how he really felt about that comment, you would never say it again. Just imagine somebody that you love and that says they love you say, oh, I'm cheating on you, but I love you. That's just absolutely an oxymoron. So make sure if you have backslidden, it's okay. Just know that God can forgive you and that you can repent. Now, repentance is not just saying, Lord, forgive me, and then very next day you're going to go back and do the same thing. That's not repentance. Repentance is just repenting, staying away from it, and never choosing that again. And it does take work. It does take some tenacity to stop cussing. Okay? That's a sin I still am working on that, because when I get it angry, sometimes, it's not all the time, but sometimes I want to slip and I would say, Lord, please, I am so sorry. I need to take time to think before I speak, and I am going to do my very level best not to let any words slip out of my mouth that shouldn't slip out of my mouth. I'm sure I'm not the only one, but I need y'all to know Sharon is not perfect either. I am seeking God and trying to make sure that I do this thing called being a Christian a little bit better. As I'm walking through and trying to make sure that, you know, if I do have sin, that I'm working on it and I'm choosing not to do it and I'm fasting from the sin. I don't know. Let's just try to fast from the sin like we do from food. Let's just say, you know what, for a certain bit of time, I'm just not going to entertain that text. Ooh, did I just hit the nerve? You know how sometimes we get texts from folk that got our number. And it's hard to kind of resist what's going on, and we end up somewhere we don't need to be. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's just start refraining from being with those people. Let's block some numbers where we know we shouldn't be getting texts from. Let's make sure that we really are, you know, choosing to allow God to bless us with the person he wants us to be with and not just settle for the trash that's on the street because we're lonely. I've been there and I know exactly what I'm talking about. That's why I'm talking to you. I want you to choose differently. And I am interested in seeing what's on the other side of your choices. If you don't like the way your life is going right now, go the other way. I'm going to say it again. Choose Christ. And if you don't like Christ, the devil will take you back. He really will. He's waiting on you. But I promise you, choosing God is definitely the way to go. My life has been so interesting these past 6 months. I can't even explain to you how it's happening, the way it's happening, and when it's happening, and with who it's happening with. And all I did was say, God, I'm yours. I surrender. I have to do what you want me to do, and I'm willing to do that, even if people don't like me. You know how sometimes we don't do stuff because we worried about how people gonna feel and if they gonna like us and all that good stuff. So I want us to choose that to fear God and what he says about things as opposed to people. I mean, we can worry about how people love us or don't, or how they feel about us or don't. But if we just choose God, everything else comes together. So thank you for joining us for this week on backsliding and what thus saith God's word says about it. My number is 336-618-1670. I am your life coach. As soon as you decide that you and I are going to talk, I promise you I am the one you're supposed to be talking to. And there's a lot of things that's going on with you right now. You're hurting. You feel lonely. And you're definitely having some spiritual discord going on. If you would like to be understood, if you would like to have a listening ear, and if you would like someone to make sure that they are at least giving you good, sound guidance based on God's word, I'm the coach for you. Have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in.